for thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester, and our guest host today is Tyler Isabel. And we are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share with us. Or if you just want to give us a call and chat. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome the live audience here at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street in downtown Manchester. And come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, which we'll be talking to in a little bit. And we're going to have some samples from Midtown Cafe today and find out exactly what they have to offer up there. So, and we'd also like you to like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com and then /Food for Thought with Carol. That has all our upcoming guests and past guests and all kinds of pictures. And it's a fun, hi Rob, it's a fun interactive Facebook page done by Amy. She does a great job with it. And I think now you're going to be chatting with Tyler, I think.
I am fascinated. This is just, we stumbled on something that I never would have guessed. And in the time that I've known you, Tyler, which, gosh, now is, a week.
8 days.
Yeah. I mean, my first impression of you, yes, you're a 20-something and just a young kid. I mean, you just look like your average 20-year-old, you know, young guy. And then you let slip that at one time you had gained or had weighed quite a bit more than you do
now.
Yeah,
I was a little chunky kid.
Now, so, and were you a chunky kid? Was it all through your life?
Yeah, I think it runs in my family. We're all big bone people, right?
Okay,
considering all right. My mama shares her weight with the whole entire state. And she's on a big weight loss. You know, we grew up in the restaurant business. We own a diner, so what do you expect? We're not supposed to be fit.
Well, except
but
that
we
now
can.
You
we can,
are.
But now we are. You've we make made, exceptions. We yeah. we learned.
We think healthy.
We think
healthy. And we can still, you know, eat those kinds of things, but you make those choices to do that, but you have to, you know, most of the time make the good right choices for yourself,
right.
You know.
Right.
But yes, but you are right, Tyler. We've always kind of tended to.
We like food. It's not a big. I am not afraid
food.
To say it. We like food. We love food. What's wrong with that?
And so then, Tyler, did you mention that you went from, was it 275?
Yeah, I was 275 at my last doctor's appointment, like before I started losing weight. And at that doctor's appointment, I hated doctor's appointment. Mom, no way. We've
Dr.
hated him.
Dr. Frieden. Oh, boy.
It was just, you know, his doctor's Frieden. Appointment being, you know, a young kid being overweight, at least by 100 pounds, if not more, being obese my whole life, too, like written on all my physical sheets and everything. And it does a number on, like, I personally moved past that. I never made that slow me down or put me behind or anything. But I think right before I was going to Los Angeles with this big acting
Your acting camp,
and I was part of a good program where they were housing me in LA during school, and that was a big opportunity. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, I better lose some weight and look good for all these agents and other actors in LA and everything. So that was my little kickstart, and that motivated me to get started. And I think it was good motivation because my whole life I wanted to lose weight or do something, and I never had that kickstart. And once LA came, a big kickstart, okay, let's start going to the gym and let's start working hard. And then after working hard and going to once I was there in LA, lost like, let's say 25 pounds, like a month or two into it by going to the gym. My roommate at the time, Brittany, she was vegan, and she just told me to read this one book. And after I read that book, my life has never been the same.
That is true.
And so I kind of want to separate a couple things in, because vegan, although vegan, there's no dairy.
Yeah, no, vegan, yeah, there's no dairy, no okay. eggs, no meat, and
okay.
none of that.
Very strict.
Very strict.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different type of vegans, though, you have out there. You have the vegans that'll the potato chip vegans will. They'll just try to find anything that's not dairy, no meat, no eggs or anything, and that's just the food that's not good for you. And that's why a lot of people will argue and say, well, veganism is not the healthiest way to go. You're going to gain more weight. You're going to be more unhealthy later down the road. It's actually, you have to just do it right and don't mess up. If you're eating the type of food your body wants, then you're obviously not going to have a problem with it.
And we're talking with Tyler Isabel. And as you went through this process, did you find that you really had to be conscious of finding protein foods that would still work for you, or was that fairly easy to do?
I personally think that's very easy. I think that I know many people can argue with what I have to say, and I know it's a very big topic, but I personally think that the body gets enough protein for your body, because your body does throw away daily three quarters to the amount of protein you get a day.
So
you can get just twice as much protein from broccoli, other like fruits and vegetables that are grown from the ground. It's kind of incredible how much is in the ground that you really don't know.
So when you embarked on this, you had this desire to change, and you were in an atmosphere where it probably really inspired you to make this change.
Yeah, and it was, again, in LA, being vegan, so much easier than in New Hampshire. Everything's fresh. There's grocery stores that are 100% vegan for just vegans. And
you said you went like to the farmer's market every day.
Yeah, we went to the farmer's market every day. It was awesome.
Fresh produce and fresh foods.
Half a mile down the road from me, and I went down and got it every day. That was awesome.
So then you did that. You were working out, and found the...
So when I was in LA, let's say like 3 weeks into it, I'm flat out vegan already. She already changed me. I just started noticing weird things, like my stomach. I didn't have a stomach anymore. I didn't have, just a month into it, I didn't have I wasn't heavy. I didn't feel heavy. My skin cleared up. I was using acne cream every day, because being in LA, you got to have a clean face. And when I left LA, I wasn't using any acne cream anymore because my skin didn't need it. My skin was perfectly clear. I had a big acne problem. You remember I had an acne problem where that was embarrassing, and that happens when you're a kid. But I personally think without milk and dairy, that really got rid of it all, because I didn't need any of it. And my roommate, being vegan, she's like, watch, you're going to not need any acne cream about a month into it. And I was like, yeah, right, whatever, and let's see what happens. And she proved me wrong.
We're talking with Tyler Isabel about a transformation that he has undergone and going. I think you mentioned you lost over 100 pounds. Yep. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That
like 125.
Wow.
At times. Well, it depends on how my week's going.
Sure. So, and I want to talk about that a little bit. So you continued doing that, and you had gone vegan, and you were, of course, no dairy, and you were working out. When you got to a point where, okay, I feel good, and I kind of want to maintain the level that I'm at, what adjustments did you then make to your lifestyle, to your food? I mean, do you eat meat now, or is this something that you have continued?
We love to go out to eat, like me and my girlfriend, or me with my family. We've been going out to eat our whole life. So being vegan really limits you to, you know, the salad. And you don't want to just get a salad when you go out to eat. You want to have a meal that the cook can cook to you and cook for you and everything. So as of right now, I am eating meat. I know I don't mind eating meat. It doesn't, my body's, I think, is reacting totally fine with it. I did try to eat dairy, like let's say 2-3 months ago, and my body just 100% did not react well. And that's something I was like, well, if my body can't react well to dairy after being without it for a couple years, and why is it good for your body if I'm sick, I have to miss school that next day and all this stuff, that I was like, wow, then I'm not going to have this back in my body.
That's amazing. So you're feeling better with the dietary changes.
I feel better with the changes. And I just thought, I was without dairy for 2-3 years. And then whenever I just try to have a glass of milk or something and I just get sick, I'm goes right through me. And it just wasn't a good experience. And I'm like, wow, maybe there is something in this that really isn't good for the human consumption.
And you were vegan for a long time.
Yeah, about 3 years.
Wasn't it?
It might have been more than 3 years. I think since I was about 15, 16 years old.
Yeah, so. probably been about 4 years or so. And really, it's been kind of recently, a few months, not even a year, that you've been eating meat.
I think just missed the whole eating meat aspect. I think maybe when I settle down in life, have my own place, I'm engaged or something, I think I might go.
You're engaged?
No, when I'm later in life.
Like, you thought that the fryolator that he had in his room was alarming. Right. There's so much you don't know, Carol.
When I settle down, I think I might want to choose the vegan life. And, you know, when I have a routine in my life, when... You know, you go to the gym every day, you have work till 2, go to the gym, have your vegan food in your vegan kitchen. I think that'll be a good opportunity. But I think as of right now in my life and my situations, dairy-free is good for now.
Yeah, well, that's good. And it works for you. I mean, you've maintained and you've kept it off and you work hard for that.
Yes.
So you touched a little bit on the difficulties in finding the foods that you want or need here as opposed to where you were living in California, where you had the fresh markets and all of those things that you could get. Do you find that you have to be much more deliberate in searching out your food and like trying to plan ahead, or how do you kind of, what are the differences in being here in New Hampshire?
Being here in New Hampshire, I just learned how to read ingredients on when I go in grocery shopping. I've learned how to do it in under 5 seconds on each package. I'm really good at it. Me and my girlfriend, because she has the same exact eating diet as I do, so it was so funny when we first started growing grocery shopping together, we just both pick up a bag of chips together, look at the ingredients and put it in our bag. I thought it was one of the funniest things. It was about something we just look at everything I pick up in a grocery store. I read the ingredients, make sure it doesn't have certain type of ingredients that I don't want put into my body.
You are way
I guess it was just
ahead.
Natural. It's a natural thing now. Like, yeah. My friend Jason notices it every day I do it. Everything I buy from a candy bar that I bought 6 years ago, like, I'll still look at the ingredients just in case. I just have that weird
just in case they change
just in
something
case if and, they yeah. change something
anything that I make at home, mm-hmm. he like drills me, like, I'll
he
say
wants to know all the...
have some soup, what's in there, is there dairy in there, is there butter in there, is there and then he doesn't trust me
because she doesn't
when
think.
I say
wow.
no
she doesn't think well she thinks but she just you don't think when you use butter and you've been using butter in your soups for 10 years and you don't think
don't
about it.
Like, really put
when
butter
grandpa,
in my soups.
When I have a discussion, they're like, well, I could be vegan any day. I don't need dairy or anything. Like,
people say
and
that.
And I'm like, yeah. Okay, what did you have for lunch? A chicken sandwich. It's not nuts. That's vegan. No, well, yeah, chicken. That's not vegan. And you could have right. that argument. I could have that. I had that argument with grandpa for yes. weeks. He told me
crazy.
He could go without dairy, without meat. And I was like, grandpa, you're eating chicken right now. Oh, yeah. it's something sure. you don't realize, but you really do live off of everything.
Let's talk to Jeannie about when, every September or August or September, Tyler and I will go away together. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, we usually venture off away. But that particular year, we stayed in state and we went up north. And remember, we went to Newfound Lake and stuff. And I made a commitment with him that I would be vegan with him for a few days.
Okay. Yeah.
And talk to her about that experience.
How did that go?
How is it with me going vegan with you?
It was fun. You can train people to like it. I'm really excited, actually, for future. You just have to try. You have to make people try something that's vegan and don't tell them that it's vegan. And then they'll be like, wow, this is amazing. What does this take? Like, I'm excited next week. I want to come in with, like, some vegan dishes I'll make or something and make you try it and not even tell you that it's vegan yet. And you'll be like, wow, what is this? This is really good. Well, actually, it's not even made with real cheese. It's fake cheese, and it's actually made from... It's incredible. Like you will never be able to realize the difference
good.
If you can cook it good enough.
I want to... I am eager for that, honestly, because it's something that I have long said, no, I can never go vegan. And but yet, I'm looking at... Hearing your story and seeing how healthy and how great you look, and you look healthy and vibrant and all of those things... but yeah, I'm curious, what was it like for you then, Carol, to try to go along, and what a good sport you are go along with him. And
I've tried to do it mm-hmm. many times, you know, I mean, he lives with me, so, yeah. you know, I see his transformation yeah. and I've tried to do it many, many times. And, for me, it's the cheese.
Yeah.
It's missing that cheese. And I guess it's probably the dairy part. The meat part, I can be conscious of, and I can go without. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm great with vegetables and beans and,
sure.
you know, rice and that kind of stuff. Quinoa is really good for protein. And but when we did, like, when we were headed up north, we stopped at Cafe Indigo. Do you remember Cafe Indigo in Concord?
Yes, I remember.
That was Tyler's, like, favorite place. Oh, my goodness. So we stopped there and we stocked up on, like, all kinds of food from Cafe Indigo.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we did it. I did it for what? Maybe a day and a half?
Wow, that either. Was really impressive. That whole half a day is what really pushed you over the edge.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm good now. Yep. But yeah, no, we had fun together.
All right. Well, Tyler, I tell you, if you can bring in a dish that you've prepared that is compelling enough for me, I will
even
try
desserts,
for
even
one
desserts
week.
Taste better when they're vegan.
Really?
You know,
right?
Yeah.
His high school graduation, we had a party, and we had it catered, and most of it was vegan. Even his cake was vegan.
Wow.
And yeah, chocolate and carrot cake, they were both vegan. And
no one believed it.
Everyone was like, this is the best carrot cake I've ever had. And the carrot cake, I think, is probably the best carrot cake.
And the biggest part of then vegan in a cake would be no eggs, right?
No eggs, or the same with the frosting, no butter. Butter with the frosting and milk being mixed in. And it's a lot.
You don't think about it, but when you think about it,
it's really, there's a lot. We make... You can make anything vegan, really, like, because we have waffle nights, like, once every other week with me and my buddies, because I have a waffle iron up there in that apartment.
Up in that wall of appliances.
And we make waffles all the time. And I'm like, guys, these are vegan. And like, yeah, we know, that's fine. All your vegan stuff usually tastes better than the regular stuff. So
wow.
Well, I think it's safe to say that it's come a long way.
It's come a long way.
Like, even when Jeannie asked you about, you know, L.A. versus New Hampshire, I think that New Hampshire, the past, like, you know, 3 years, or the East, you know, has just
become a long way. Yes, because you have, like, a Veggie Galaxy up in Boston, which is awesome. It's 100% vegetarian diner.
Okay.
And wow. I'd say about 80% is also vegan. You can make it vegan by under request. So they have mac and cheese. You can vegan cheese, anything you want. They have on the menu. I was just looking at it. They have Reubens, everything.
Well, so at Cafe Indigo, they used to have, I've had it there before. It is amazing. A steak and cheese.
Yeah. A shepherd's pie, steak and cheese.
And you can't, it still tastes
so
good.
So good.
Really?
I used to go to Cafe Indigo by myself and have a vegan lunch. Okay. Delicious. Very,
right.
very good.
Well, I will try to remain open-minded then, and
always
I'm looking forward
for
to
my vegan food.
Well, and you still do, because Cafe Indigo sells at the
And
co-op.
I still do. Since Cafe Indigo closed their doors, they still, I know they're, they go worldwide. They ship
wholesale
for Whole Foods. So I know if you're in LA and you want to try Cafe Indigo's carrot cake, you go to Whole Foods, get it in the frozen section. It's from Concord, New Hampshire. It's incredible.
Fantastic.
Really very, very good. Well, Tyler, that was very interesting.
Yes, it was.
I bet you it may be an ongoing subject.
I think so. I'm intrigued. I think we need to explore that angle of things, because that's something that's probably underserved here in New Hampshire.
Well, and you did it on your senior project.
It was my senior project, and it's something that's...
Next week we'll talk about that.
It is something that a lot of people can argue, but I think it'll be something that a lot of us will be considering in the next couple of years.
Nice.
It's true. That is true. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. When we come back, we're going to be with Brittany from Midtown Cafe, and we're going to have samples right here in the atrium at 814 Elm Street, downtown Manchester. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester, and our guest host today, Tyler Isabel. And we are live at the Beacon Building, downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. And that was a great segment with Tyler.
Absolutely. Yes, we are anxious to hear more about that. We were talking with him a little bit about his transformation and his vegan dining adventures.
Yes. And everybody can stay tuned tomorrow for Donna's Delights from Delaware.
Yes.
Tomorrow. She has another segment up for us, and I'm sure it'll be very informative for us. And then we also have Dad coming on with family secret recipes and tips. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. And then on Thursday is exciting. We have Michael Stern from roadfood.com that we're going to be chatting with. Him and his wife, Jane. Michael and Jane travel the country and they talk about food, and they've written several books, and so I'm very anxious to talk with them. So that'll be interesting.
Absolutely.
Yes. And right now we'd like to welcome Brittany, who is who's the manager and runs Midtown Cafe for us. Welcome, Brittany.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad that you're here. So let listeners know, because we're here and we broadcast here live, and we say, I don't know how many times an hour or every 2 hours every day. We're always saying that we're live here at the Beacon Building, and come and have lunch at Midtown Cafe. So we thought we would do, we'd let people know a little bit about Midtown Cafe and what it has to offer and the hours. And so maybe walk like somebody that maybe hasn't been to Midtown Cafe yet, and maybe walk somebody into Midtown and let us know what you have to offer.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we are open Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, and we're in the middle of the Beacon office building. When you come in, we're a little tiny corner kind of hidden in the wall, but we're in there, and it's me and one other girl named Lindsay that work there. We have sandwiches, we have wraps. It's all very, very healthy food. I do a homemade soup from scratch every single day.
They're delicious because I'm the soup Nazi.
Yes. And we have delicious cookies that we do every day. We have chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin. We have different kinds of muffins. And it's
that
kind
of bake every day.
Yes.
Too.
Let yes,
people
I do.
Know that. That's important because
that's surprising, honestly. I mean, even and just hearing that you make the soup, because a lot of folks would expect from a cafe, okay, we're not, the expectations are kind of low. Well, that all got obliterated for me once I started eating here, and then trying things like the lamb and the different combinations of things that you have, but knowing that you make the soup homemade, and it's not just heating up something that's already been
right. It's a lot of fun for me too, because I never made soups before I started here. So once I had the chance to start making soups every day, it's easily one of my favorite hobbies now.
Really?
Yeah, I really like it. And Lindsay and I have a really big pride in being able to say that we make everything homemade, and people are really impressed with how small of an area it is and how much that we end up pumping out. So it's very nice.
That is impressive, because you have that winning combination. As soon as people walk through the doors, they can see your cheery face, and there is always a friendly greeting, and it's very accommodating.
Thank
as
you.
Well in that the things that you can get, whether it's a smoothie, you just want a little snack, or something for lunch, or there's always something to grab.
Yeah, we try to make a really good relationship with all of our customers and be able to know everybody by name and know their order, so that if they come in and they're like, oh, I don't really want roast beef today, I'll be like, tell me what you like and I'll try and make it for you, and I'll do my
you
best.
You do a great job with that.
Thank you very much.
You do. And when you say you know everybody's names, I mean, I'm bebopping in and out of there all the time, and everybody is just so, you're so pleasant with everybody. And,
oh, thank you.
And you do. And that's the most important thing, and whatever ingredients we have, you'll make it, And
I like a challenge.
That. People like that.
Yeah.
And you're always making creative sandwiches every day. And, we always have like a different one each day. And
yeah, we try. And it goes really well, especially just for two employees. I think we do a very good job of keeping everybody happy and getting food out fast and
you
stuff
definitely
like that.
Do. I think we have Tyler up in the atrium, and he's up with a customer of yours. So
yes.
Let's.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
You guys can hear me. All right, guys. So
take
I'm at the, in the atrium at 814 Elm Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm here with. Your name's Rob. I'm here with Rob. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now we have a sandwich tray right here with about eight sandwiches here. There's Brittany. I might need some help.
Okay.
Marble rye. We picked out a piece on the marble rye. What kind of sandwich is that?
I believe it is roast beef or ham.
Yeah, I think that's.
If it's
beef,
very, right? very pink, it's roast beef. Roast beef.
All right, cool. So my guest Rob here is gonna take a bite of this roast beef sandwich. And Rob, what do you think about this? He's taking a bite right now, guys.
There's a drum roll happening.
Yeah, there's a drum roll.
As this whole
da 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 It tastes fresh.
Wow. And, yeah.
Yeah, no, even the smell from right here, I wish that did not have mayonnaise on it, guys.
The nice thing is, I bet she would make it for you without mayonnaise.
Oh,
I would.
She knows my sandwich by heart. What did I get today, Brittany?
You got a wheat wrap with avocado spread, hummus, lettuce, tomato, bacon, chicken, ham. Usually he adds roast beef and turkey to it.
I know. Usually if she has samples of the roast beef, I'll be like, all right, I just throw some roast beef in there, Brittany.
Unbelievable. You know, listeners, we should let you know that Rob, that is taking the sample. Rob, would it be okay if we chatted with you a little bit about Londonderry? Because you are one of the key people that are going to be working in Londonderry. That's the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry. So can you let people know, like, what the status is going on there and all the excitement that's happening in Londonderry right now?
Yeah, we're still obviously under construction, trying to get everything pieced together. We were hoping for the 16th to open, but it's been pushed back a little further. We're still looking for some good staff members to join our team. So feel free to give us a call at the Red Arrow office or send an email in directed towards me or to Brian or to Dave, and so we could get back to you on employment opportunities.
Yeah, and that would be rob@redarrowdiner.com or dave@redarrowdiner.com. Or you could give the office a call at 935-8121. And maybe what you could do is maybe just walk people through the front door in Londonderry, let them know what they may expect when they walk in the door.
Sure. Everything's brand new, obviously. It's a new facility, but it's connected between the gas station and the new Sunoco gas station. On the right and on the left side is the state liquor store. As you walk in, brand new granite countertops.
What color
is
it?
Red granite countertops, shiny everything. Nice, open, clean environment so far.
Yes, very, very nice. I mean, all I can say, I mean, you guys, you know, Daryl and I had stopped by there on Saturday, and you and Dave and Brian were in the kitchen, and you were up underneath the hood. I think I remember you hitting your head on the hood. Is your head okay?
Yeah, that's good.
I get asked that too because you look relatively calm for being at the hub of this grand opening.
Just trying my best.
I think he's pretty nervous being on radio right now, too.
Oh. He's doing a great job. He's doing a great job.
I think he's actually really excited for that drive-through they have going on in Londonderry, New Hampshire, too. I'm excited to even work there. I'm hoping he's going to throw me on there and get to use my voices. You know what I mean? The ones I learned in L.A. like we were talking back then.
Oh, boy.
So different voices through the drive-through?
Oh, yeah. We're going to, you know, use some manly voices, and it's going to be very interesting.
So it'll be entertaining as well as convenient. I got to say, that is a unique feature because where else can you go and get drive-through Red Arrow Diner food? I mean, that's
I think it's gonna
huge.
Be I think it'll be fun. I think people are going to be excited, and it's going to be a fun next chapter in our dining.
Our diner history.
Absolutely.
Yes. Rob, what can people look for on the menu in the drive-thru? Do you know that?
Right now it's very limited. It seems to be just a few breakfast sandwiches and drinks. We have a new, a whole new drink setup that was provided from
New England Coffee.
New England Coffee. We're going to have hot chocolates, coffees,
lattes, espressos.
Oh, wow. So that we can look forward to those drinks and breakfast sandwiches to start off. And as we get used to it and get the hang of the drive-thru system, we'll probably expand from there.
Exactly. Like day to day, we'll probably like add on like a blue plate special and, you know, that kind of thing each day. So, yeah. Thank you, Rob, very much. You did great.
Thank you very much, guys.
If you have anybody else up there that wants a sample, just flag us down.
I definitely know. I'll flag you guys down. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, yeah, in this whole setting, the Midtown Cafe, again, it's not only the food, but it's the fact that you seemed to know me before I knew you. I mean, just because of the times coming down into the building, you would just ask me a friendly question. There would be, you know, friendly chit chat, and I see that with all the customers that seem to come in.
Yeah.
It's an unbeatable combination of, as Rob said, fresh food, and that warm and friendly atmosphere. When you're making your soups and making some of the things that you get excited about here, is there a new recipe or a new food combination that you've really learned and embraced, and you kind of carry that over into your home life, or
I make soups all the time at home now, much to my boyfriend's displeasure. I really, I think last week I made an Italian sausage tortellini soup. Ooh. And I had to stop myself from eating like half of the bowl for everybody. So I make that at home now and it goes really well. And I made chili for the first time. And that was huge for me to impress my dad with that I had made chili. So I pretty much anything soup related because I'd never even dabbled in that before. So
are you kidding?
That makes sense to me.
I had never made soup before I started.
Yes. Because soup to me is like a non-food. It's not something that you, until you really start kind of exploring into that and you realize that there can be very hearty soups or just, and especially weather like this where it's cold outside and it's, there's nothing like kind of cuddling around a bowl of soup and having that just warm, creamy or warm, meaty, whatever it is that's in that soup.
Yeah. What's been interesting for me is just how much, I guess, or how little it takes to get into it. I don't really know how to word it. like, for example, I have a pumpkin squash soup, and if I had seen that before I started making soups, I'm like, I don't even know where they started to get it that consistency. I don't know what they did. And now that I can make it, I can look at a soup and be like, oh, I bet I can do that.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's huge for me. I'm very, very
happy.
And
you know, you really, I mean, I love soup, and that's like, you know, that's my thing. I mean, I see your soup, although not so much lately. Depends on what kind of soup you have.
Right.
I'm thinking healthy, but
right.
You really do a great job. It's
thank
like,
you.
And, you know, and the key to good soup, you know, is the broth and you know, how flavorful it is, you know? That's like the key, and you hit it. You
thank
hit
you.
It very, very
I've
well.
I finally figured out my for my chicken noodle soup. I do it once a week, and I finally figured out I always put the same probably 6 spices in it every single time, and I never use a teaspoon or a tablespoon or anything. I always measure it in the palm of my hand and kind of wing it from there, but it hasn't done me wrong yet. So
no, it's very good.
Thank you. Yeah, I've trained myself to know even if I don't like something that other people will still like it. I've learned to taste good flavors even if I'm like, I'm not into this right now. I'm like, other people will like it. I could taste that it tastes good.
You know, that's a big thing because that's sometimes very hard to do. I have a really hard time making something that I don't like.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that's really good that you say that, you know, like if I don't like this, but somebody else isn't, and you must find that they do, because then you sell out of your soup almost every day.
Like I said, the pumpkin squash, I can't do squash. I don't like squash.
See, I don't like that either.
Yeah,
it's not my thing.
I have one lady that comes in every time I have it, and she'll buy anything that I have left to bring home to her son, because I guess her son loves the pumpkin squash. So that's awesome to me. I'm like, if a 7-year-old will eat it, then it must be okay.
Wow.
So.
Yes, that's high praise right there. That's awesome. You know what? We need to go on a short break. And when we come back, Tyler, I believe, has another. I think he has. Well, it'll be a surprise of who Tyler's going to be checking in with next. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are in studio with Brittany, manager of Midtown Cafe. And just to remind people, we are live at the Beacon Building, downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And so, Brittany, so what else do we, what else would you have to offer up? Oh, you know what we didn't talk about was like the lattes and the espressos.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay primarily does all the lattes and stuff, but we do lattes, we do cappuccinos, we do macchiatos, Americanos, all the fancy drinks, and we're getting close to being able to draw a flower in your cappuccino with the foam, but we're not quite there yet.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but I personally have fun trying to make different flavor combinations for people. I just recently got into chocolate hazelnut coffee with espresso in it, and that has been like all I've been drinking. So I kind of like being able to list off what we have and then being like, pick 3 flavors that you really like and we'll make you something out of it. And usually it's pretty good. Chocolate and apple don't go together in coffee, but that was We tried it and now we know. So
trial and error.
Exactly.
It sounds like that's part of the fun and part of your recipe for success is really not being afraid to try different things and to do some unusual flavor blends. And like you said, most of them probably are hits.
Yeah.
And then there's some that you just know, no, that doesn't work.
Exactly. And most of our customers are pretty forgiving. If I recommend something, I'm like, if you want to try it, if they don't like it, then it's like, no hard feelings. We'll make you something that we know you like.
Beautiful.
And yeah, I kind of like being, I feel like I'm probably the only place on Elm Street where you can come in and be like, I'm in the mood for this today, and we'll try and accommodate you. And I can't think of anywhere else where you can go and kind of pick something that's not on the menu. And as long as I don't have 50 people out the door, I'll try and make it. So
that's great.
It's fun.
People, I'm sure, you know, must really appreciate that. And that's, personalized service.
Yeah. We have a lot of regulars. So once I see a person twice, then to me, you're kind of a regular. And I'll be like, chicken salad today? Maybe.
And then they like that. They're like, oh, she remembers.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I get ahead of myself and it'll be the day they change their mind, but they still appreciate it. So.
Well, I think Tyler has somebody else for ready to try some of your sandwiches, Brittany.
Yes.
And so, Tyler, take it away.
Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Brittany, we're trying to decide what are these exactly.
Those are chocolate chip cookies.
My mouth is watering. Just chocolate chip cookies, right?
Yes.
Now, everybody, I'm here with the one, the only, the famous Ken Kale.
Good afternoon.
And he's about to take a nice big bite of this chocolate chip fudge cookie.
We can hear Ken chewing.
How does it taste?
Yes.
There is a lot of chunks in this chocolate chip or chocolate chunk cookie. I hate to talk with my mouth full, but it's outstanding.
Thank you.
Honestly,
that is
key. These have dairy in them, Brittany. Oh man,
I'm sure they do.
Wow,
Tyler.
This is like the one time I'd make an exception. Not really, but they just still look nice and gooey and wow.
They are
fresh
made this morning, every morning.
How about if maybe you can ask Ken what he has coming up in his, because Ken Kale and Company is right after our show at 2 o'clock. So maybe you can ask Ken what is coming up next.
Well, Carol, we have 4 o'clock today. Our psychic medium, Colleen Costello, will begin actually for the first time this year because of some illness and all the snow that we've had. And, you know,
had snow,
she's
Ken?
Just been sick of snow, I think is what it is. But anyway, Colleen will be in today between 4 and 5.
Excellent.
Taking your calls, 1-866-823-1077. We have a singer-songwriter on, not in the studio, however, on the phone between 2 and 3 today. And we'll be talking with Maura McCann from the Lottery Commission coming up. There's a big Powerball drawing tomorrow night worth almost $500 million. So
half
we'll talk
a
little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
My heart just stopped.
Yes, we heard.
Wow. Yes. Excellent. Excellent. And what do you have coming up on Thursday? It sounds pretty – Thursday. No, on Monday. Monday. Four-piece band, did I hear?
Yep, Monday we're going to have a group in our studio here on Elm Street, the Beacon Building. Best Not Broken, a group that we featured as our Pulse Pick of the Week last Thursday with Brian Coombs from the Rocking Horse Studio in Pittsfield. And the group is going to come in here for a few songs on Monday between 4:30 and 5, and we'll have four pieces. And I think that's the most we've had performed so far here at the Beacon Building. So looking forward to some great live music on Monday here from the Beacon Building.
That's exciting. Right from the Beacon Building. That's cool. Tyler, do you have anything else?
I think that'll wrap it up. I'd like to say thank you very much, Ken Kale, Ken Kale, Voice of the Monarchs. And thank you very much, Ken, for being on our show today. Trying a chocolate chip cookie.
It's my pleasure. I'll do anything for a chocolate chip cookie.
work.
Okay.
Well, we want to make sure also that we take this opportunity to thank our sponsors for bringing this edition of Food for Thought. We want to shout out Celeste Oliva, 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought.
and Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester. Top quality foods made fresh, as well as Red Arrow Diner. I'm getting all excited about the opening and tried to punch it a little too soon there. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and coming soon to Londonderry. And Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com. a coaching solutions company, as well as Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry, as well as precision repair.
Very good.
So okay. A thank you to all those great sponsors. And gosh, yes, talking, of course, about all the great foods and beverages available at Midtown Cafe has whet my appetite, and I'm definitely going to have to stroll up there and see what... I'll give you a challenge.
Yeah,
you know, see if I can
absolutely
stump you. Let's play. Can you stump Brittany?
Yes. I like that. I would very much like that.
Yeah, and smoothies as well. Did we mention smoothies to the listeners?
Oh, I don't know. We're doing smoothies, and we're also starting juicing soon, too. We just got a new Vitamix, and we're going to be doing the whole fruit or veggie in there. Lindsay and I have been very into just orange and carrot juicing, and it is fabulous.
So you like it?
I do. Good. I thought I wouldn't. I thought I would have to train myself to like it because I don't eat raw veggies, but it's, you just throw a whole carrot in, throw a whole orange in, and it is fabulous. It's so good.
Is there any sugar combined with that?
No,
anything
just
else? So this is just the straight,
just the fruit. I throw in a little bit of ice water to cool it down a bit, and it is so good. I really want to add ginger to the carrot and orange
and you just need like a little piece of it.
Yeah,
a whole lot.
That's it. Sounds like it'd be amazing.
Beets are really good, so added to that
makes the color beautiful too.
Yes.
Wow. So that's what we're playing with right now, and hopefully it'll be on the new menu board within the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Very exciting.
That's very exciting. Great. And what do we have coming up tomorrow there, Jeannie? We have Donna from Delaware,
yes,
and Dad will be in studio with his secret recipes and tips. So, all right. Well, the end of another Food for Thought show.
Yes.
And
thank you to all the contributors that we had today.
Thank you to everybody. And Brittany, thank you for coming on
thank
and talking about
me.
Midtown Cafe. Now when we chat about it, at least listeners will have a better idea. And maybe they're going to come on down to the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street.
I hope so.
Come and have some lunch with us. And
say hi to Brittany and Lindsay.
That's right. That's exactly right. And Tyler, thank you so much for coming on today with us. It was great. You did a great job. And all right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye-bye.